Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. We have a lot of interesting segments coming up for you to listen to and participate in today. I mentioned before the news Michelle Obama's new love fest with Walmart. As Walmart gets ready to make a new push to come to New York, we will talk to a Walmart official. Good enough for New York if they're making what might be a very effective healthy food push that affects the entire food production industry and not just Walmart stores. We'll have a call in for Chinese Americans who may not be like the kids of the Tiger Mom. You know, it's like if you're a Chinese American who's not into math and science, we will want to hear from you today, or if you didn't get into Stuyvesant. And we've been talking about the facts of the revolution in Tunisia. Today, in about 15, 20 minutes, we'll have a call-in for anyone with Arab roots on the emotion of it, which we know has been extremely strong. So all of that and more today. But here's where we start now that the sun is back out on this cold, slushy snow day. Probably not the ideal weather for most people to be even thinking about riding your bikes. But the battle of the bike lanes is back, and this time it's about the rules. The NYPD has begun a crackdown on cyclists breaking traffic laws in New York City. And they say it's not a crackdown. It's really more of what they call a prolonged enforcement. But there are plenty of pedestrians and drivers out there who consider this enforcement as long, long overdue. Cyclists, on the other hand, are accusing the police of nitpicking and of simply not knowing the law when they hand out tickets and summonses. So, listeners, we have put an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific poll question on our politics website. It's a free country today. Should bicyclists be ticketed for violating traffic laws, such as running red lights and riding the wrong way on one-way streets? Should bicyclists be ticketed for violating traffic laws, as if they were cars, such as running red lights and riding the wrong way on one-way streets? You can call us on the phone, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or go and register response at itsafreecountry.org. And when you're calling in, by the way, bicyclists or others, we've got a little true-false quiz on the bike laws of New York City. So if you think you know the law, get ready to take a true-false quiz question on the bike laws of New York City, 212-433-WNYC on this new bicycle crackdown, prolonged enforcement, 212-433-9692. As we welcome Paul Steely White, Executive Director of the Pro Bicycle Group Transportation Alternatives. Hi, Paul. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hello. Great to be back.
And explain more about this prolonged enforcement. What exactly is it?
Well, first, let me be clear. We at Transportation Alternatives are absolutely supportive of cyclists following the law. We don't want special treatment. We think, you know, motorists, cyclists alike should follow the traffic laws. It is the law in New York City, New York State, for cyclists to follow all traffic laws that motorists do. However, what we're seeing is harassment. We're getting reports in Central Park, for example, that cyclists are being followed by squad cars, you know, just waiting for cyclists to do the slightest thing. Tickets for not having the right color reflector. We would much prefer that the NYPD focus on the most egregious cycling offenses. As you mentioned, Brian, riding on the sidewalk, riding the wrong way. These are the types of offenses that are endangering people. But let's keep it in perspective. The number one public safety hazard on our streets is clearly reckless driving. And what incenses me is when our elected officials like Marty Markowitz ignore the daily carnage on our streets and are instead going after bike lanes that have been proven to make streets safer for everyone. So that can be frustrating.
Let's establish some of these rules of the road. And we'll do it in true-false quiz form as we get people's opinions. Steve in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian.
You a bike commuter?
I'm a 20-year bike commuter every day.
All right. Here's a quiz question to start out. True or false? You can listen to the radio or your iPod with headphones while riding your bike in New York City as long as you're only listening through one ear.
Well, of course not. You shouldn't listen at all. You should have your ears prepared and able to hear what's around you.
Believe it or not, the answer that I have in front of me says, true, cyclists may not wear more than one earphone attached to a radio, tape player, or other audio device while riding. Paul Steely White, do you know that to be true?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like the caller, I would prefer that people not listen to radios at all while they're riding. But I do know people, training for triathlons and that sort of thing, like to have one motivational song in their one ear. Not a great idea.
Steve, you called in to say something else, I'm sure.
Well, I agree with what Paul was saying earlier. I think that the selective enforcement is very difficult. I know that I obey traffic laws to the best of my ability. When I need to make a left turn, for instance, and it's a two-way avenue, if I pull into the left traffic lane, boy, those cars are going to take me right out. So I don't have the ability to be a vehicle, to act as a vehicle. And I have to protect myself. I'm much more vulnerable than a car with lots of steel around it. So there are certain laws that cannot be followed, certain traffic laws that have to be somehow circumvented. If one is careful, if one is smart, and if one is conscientious, I think it can be done very reasonably. But the harassment factor is phenomenal. I can't tell you how many times I get stopped for the silliest things, or just nothing at all, sometimes just asking me if I speak English.
Do you think that bicyclists should be ticketed if they run a red light or a stop sign or make a right on red?
No, I think that bicyclists should be ticketed if they do any of those things in any manner that is a danger to pedestrians or to other vehicles or to themselves. But if, for instance, if I'm biking home from work, which I often do late at night, 2 a.m, and there's absolutely no vehicles anywhere around, why am I going to stop at a red light? It just doesn't make any sense to anyone.
Steve, thank you for your call. Paul, do you back that up? I mean, if you did that in a car, you would get a ticket, and you wouldn't argue that you shouldn't get a ticket, right? 2 a.m, quiet intersection, nobody's around, run the red light.
Well, what I'd like to point out is that some streets make it much easier for cyclists to follow the law than others. On some of the recent bike lane improvements that we've seen, like on 9th Avenue, sidewalk cycling down 80%, you know, riding the wrong way down, you know, 60 to 70%. So we know one surefire way to improve bike behavior, and that's quality bike infrastructure.
Vic in Chester, New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Vic.
Oh, hi.
You got to pass the toll here first. True or false? Cyclists should ride on the right side of the road under New York City law, except when the roadway is over 40 feet wide, then they can ride on either side. True or false?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. I'd say false.
This says bicyclists may ride on either side of one-way roadways that are at least 40 feet wide. So that is true. Tell the NYPD. Vic, go ahead.
Well, my issue is not so much about laws and rules and tickets. It's just consequences. And, you know, I'm a cyclist. I've almost been killed by a bike by a messenger years ago, you know, speeding, going the wrong way on Madison Avenue. I've seen people knocked down. I've seen people just carelessly riding. And I think a bicycle gives people a sense of freedom and that they really may not be, taking the responsibility for. And so I think all of this has consequences. I think the city will be shocked if more and more people start riding bicycles. I think you could be overwhelmed with problems, you know, because with a bicycle, I found with my experience is that sooner or later you're going to fall. And
issue with that, if you don't mind. Over the past 5 years, bicycling has doubled in New York City. Now you have.
Have you ever been to a country where people? I've been to China in the early 1980s, and at 4 o'clock, you can't even walk in the street. There are so many bicycles.
Do they follow the traffic laws?
Absolutely, but you couldn't cross the street. So I'm a cyclist. I like bicycle. What I don't like are people. Not respecting pedestrians' rights not respecting other people's rights.
And let me get an answer from Paul, and you've said a lot, and that's great, but let's get a response.
So bicycling has basically doubled in the last 5 years. At the same time, crashes, injuries, fatalities to cyclists has been cut in half. That's remarkable because you would expect that more bikers, as the caller says, more bad bike behavior, you'd expect to see an increase or at least a proportional increase. What we're seeing is a halving of these crashes, and I think that speaks to the fact that the more cycling we get, the safer it is, the more normative it is. People are beginning to model the right kinds of behavior. A few days ago, I'm stopped at a red light on Bergen Street in Brooklyn. Four other cyclists come up next to me, also stopped at the light. I mean, a few years ago, that was not happening. If there were other cyclists around, they were blowing through the light. So I think there's a new street code evolving.
What about China? Is it a good example? Marty Markowitz talks about, you know, we're going to become China in the 1930s. That's what he sees us evolving to if we become more bikes and fewer cars.
Well, my fantasy is, you know, streets clogged with bicycles. You know, it's clean, it's quiet, it's healthy. China's doing precisely the wrong thing. They're taking their bike lanes out and making themselves more oil dependent. I think some other great examples are in Europe, where you have cities that are, already have really high gas prices, but it's tolerable because they have this other option.
By the way, my producer who's been there says crossing the street in Beijing is terrifying, even if you're in a tank. Meanwhile, Fernando in Leonia has gotten a ticket on a bicycle, so this is obviously not just a New York City issue. Hi, Fernando.
No, actually, I got the ticket in New York City.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was going up 6th Avenue, and I ran the red light at by Radio City Music Hall, and a bunch of us got pulled over. And the first thing the cop said that to me was not to worry. It wasn't a moving violation because he did ask for my driver's license.
He asked for your driver's license pulling you over on a bicycle?
Yeah, to give me a ticket. That was my ID. He had he needed some sort of ID to give me an to give me the ticket.
Right.
But I think that we really should go by the law and stop at the red light because you never know what's going to happen. And I think that some of these delivery guys are just out of control. I've been riding up 8th Avenue and the guy's going the wrong way and it's wet out and he's all out of control and I almost fell a couple of times.
How much was the ticket, by the way?
I don't remember. I think it was somewhere like $75, $85.
Mm-hmm. All right, Fernando. True or false, you must wear a helmet while riding your bike in New York City.
Absolutely true.
Children under 14 but older than 5 must wear an approved helmet. There is no such law for adults. True or false, you must have a bell or other audible signal on your bike in New York City.
You should. True.
You must have a bell or other audible signal. I think most people actually don't. True or false, you can only ride your bike on streets with bike lanes.
False.
And the answer is bicycles should ride in usable bike lanes. I'm reading from the law itself, unless they are blocked or unsafe for any reason. But actually, thank you so much. But if there's no bike lane on a given street, you can still ride.
Absolutely.
You are
well within your right to take that lane. If there is a bike lane, you are supposed to ride in it. But if the lane is obstructed, you are fully allowed to ride outside that lane. Unfortunately, we have many reports of cars blocking bike lanes, people riding outside the bike lane and still getting a ticket. So that's the kind of thing that we need to change at the NYPD. We need smarter, more targeted, consistent enforcement.
True or false, Paul Steely White from Transportation Alternatives. It's the law. You must use your hands to signal when changing lanes or making turns.
True.
And that's one of the things that the cops are getting people on in this crackdown, right?
We have some reports of people being ticketed for not signaling. There are a multitude of other much more egregious offenses being committed by motorists and bikers alike. Let's focus on those.
So there's some common ground between the police and the general public and riders. Police want bike riders to obey the same traffic laws that cars have to. Bike riders want the same respect on the road as cars get. But bikes aren't cars. For one thing, car drivers have to wear a seatbelt when helmets are not required for adult bike riders, if that's equivalent. You don't need a driver's license to ride a bike, which means that a lot of riders in New York might not be familiar with the traffic laws of the city because they were never required to study them. So some people say, let's go all the way. If bike riders want the same respect as cars, lanes, and everything else, why not advocate that cyclists in the city have to get licensed and that their bikes be registered?
We've seen no connection between licensing and bike behavior improvement anywhere in the world. Licensing can work to help in the event that your bike gets stolen. You can, register it and identify it. And the fact of the matter is we already have a law on the books that requires delivery cyclists to have identification on their bikes and to have their bikes with tags. Not even followed, not even enforced. The fact is, bikers already have laws that apply to them. Let's focus on enforcing those instead of creating what really would be a lot of bureaucracy and obstacles to people doing what is a healthy, efficient, city-friendly activity.
By the way, true or false, there is a law on the books that commercial bicycles must be licensed.
Yes.
So that's completely ignored, right?
Let's start with what we already have and see where that gets us.
George and Gowanus, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I've been riding in the city for 10 years and all through all kinds of weather, and I've never hit anybody, thank God. But every time I've ever come close, it's been because people have been jumping out between parked cars in the middle of the block or walking in the bike lane, or my favorite is just standing in the bike lane looking at you like a deer in headlights, or just always disobeying traffic laws. So if they're going to enforce stuff for bicyclists, they really should be enforcing stuff more for pedestrians as well, because we're very vulnerable on bikes to cars, and they're very vulnerable to bicyclists or cars, you know. So it's sort of like if the goal is to sort of protect people and have less injuries, which is what the goal should be, they should be ticketed just as much, because no joke, I know that people complain about the crazy cyclists all the time, but seriously, it's the crazy on a cell phone pedestrians who are never even looking and who jump out and right in front of you.
Well, usually the rage goes the other way from bicyclists. These cars should be held accountable for what they do, but pedestrians too, Paul Steely-White?
You know, good luck with that one, reining in the free-ranging New York pedestrian. You know, I'm encouraged by what we're seeing on streets like Prospect Park West, where you put in a bike lane, you put in some pedestrian refuge islands, you're slowing traffic so that before, 3 out of 4 motorists were exceeding the 30-mile-per-hour speed limit. Now only 1 in 5 are. Reduction to all kinds of crashes. That's car on ped, car on bike. Bike on ped is like non-existent. So street design can account for some of these behaviors and really build in some forgiveness on our streets.
Of course, there is an ethic that says pedestrians should have the most free rein, and then anything moving on wheels has to respect the pedestrians first and foremost.
Pedestrians rule the roost. That is the first law of our biking rules, street code, which is no matter what pedestrians are doing, they're walking across the street reading the New York Times, look out for them, yield to them.
George, true or false, bicycles must have a white headlight and a red taillight between dusk and dawn in New York City.
True
is right. Chris in Manhattan, last caller. And Chris, you're kind of on both sides of this in your experience, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Because?
I've lived in Manhattan for over 40 years, and I used to love to ride around until my friends started getting hit by cars and ending up with steel plates in their heads. But basically, I think that we should all be licensed. And we should have insurance. My sister-in-law got hit by a messenger, and she has glaucoma, and she had all kinds of complications as a result. And I think if you're going down the street in the wrong direction and you're in the street, you should be get a ticket. Same thing with a red light. However, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and some crazy person wants to steal your bike and you're waiting for a red light, I think you should take off. I think also if you want to go down the street in the wrong direction, just get off your bike, get on the sidewalk, and walk down that street to the next corner.
Chris, thank you. Chris, by the way, true or false, your bike may be confiscated if you ride on the sidewalk. Confiscated.
False.
In the law, true. Bicycles ridden on sidewalks may be confiscated, especially if they are really cool-looking bikes. No, it doesn't say that. But it does say they may be confiscated and riders may be subject to legal sanctions. Thank you for your call. And we will leave it there, as this conversation obviously will continue as the city tries to expand bike lanes and encourage bike ridership for commuting in and around New York. By the way, City Councilman Eric Ulrich of Queens says he's going to propose a licensing law for New York City bikes. So I guess there's more of that debate to come. And Paul Steely-White, head of Transportation Alternatives, the Bicycle Advocacy Group, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, a call-in for Arab Americans originally from anywhere on the emotions that you're feeling as you watch the revolution in Tunisia. You can start calling now at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And everybody, don't forget, the informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific poll we have on our politics website, It's a Free Country. Should bicyclists be ticketed for violating traffic laws such as running red lights and riding the wrong way on one-way streets? Register your response at itsafreecountry.org.